Bone age equal to chronologic age, and someone who's short is indeed true short stature, yes.
Okay.
In adrenal insufficiency, what hematologic abnormality could you see?
You see eosinophils, wouldn't you?
Good. Okay, viral infection, all your cell lines are down. Diagnosis?
Aplastic anemia.
Good. How do you diagnose that? Next best of management?
Good question. That would be, for aplastic anemia, would you do a bone marrow aspiration?
Correct. Look at you, coming out full swinging. It's right, right? It sounds like overly invasive, but it's the correct answer. So you just go straight to bone marrow aspiration. Now, and I've said this before, this is in contrast to something like lupus, where if they give you all the cell lines down, it's not defective bone marrow production. They want you to know that that's increased peripheral destruction. It's anti-hematologic cell line antibodies, right? So lupus can classically cause thrombocytopenia.
Yeah.
But it can also cause leukopenia, erythropenia, et cetera. But all cell lines can be down and it's antibodies, not defective bone marrow production. Good. How do you treat pityriasis, Rosea?
Topical steroids?
Fuck no. So pityriasis, Rosea, what causes it?
It's viral. Is it just use supportive care?
Good. So it's HHV-7, sometimes HHV-6 that causes it. It's viral, yes. Okay. So it'll last average 5 weeks, but it'll be, you know, the Herald patch, Christmas tree distribution. It's 1 to 8 weeks in duration. It's itchy in 25%, and it'll go away on its own. You can use, like, calamine lotion for the itchiness. Okay. But I had a question on my... I'm being pedantic because I had a question on my exam where they showed you just the image from behind, like the kid, the... Not kid, it was maybe teenager's back.
Mm-hmm.
It's most common in 20-year-olds. They showed the patient from behind the back, and you could just see, like, the Herald patch on the bottom, and the answer was choice F, pityriasis rosea.
I looked at a picture yesterday. It was like, but it was the full back, and then it looked all the way down. Is that how you wanted me to
look?
Picture
a lot of the images on Google are not like classic, interestingly, or they'll zoom up too much where it's hard to see the Herald patch. Or, you know, I can just tell you they showed the whole back, and there was maybe a slightly larger ellipse toward the lower back, and that's just okay. The classic, like, Christmas tree rash going up the back under the shoulder blades and the Herald patch there. As I said, they just wanted the diagnosis. Self-limiting. So you need to know pediatric shingles is a thing.
Okay.
You need to know it exists. Okay. And you can get it after the vaccine. The kid can get it after the vaccination or after having had chickenpox. It's usually in children who have NK cell problems. NK cell problems. I'm just telling you that. You don't have to know that. I'm just telling you that pediatric shingles is a thing. Okay, so don't choose weird answers like numular eczema when you don't know. Numular eczema will be like circular coin-like lesions.
Mm-hmm.
All right, psoriasis treatment?
Psoriasis is topical vitamin D.
Good. So obviously there's different types of psoriasis, but for the sake of the USMLE, standard plaque psoriasis is topical vitamin D, followed by topical steroids. High-dose steroids, topical. And you can also give oral vitamin A called acitretin.
Okay.
Acitretin.
Okay.
Okay. If they have systemic psoriasis, like let's say psoriatic arthritis, you can treat that with methotrexate.
Okay.
Similar to RA. Treatment for tinea corporis.
Tinea corporis is, well, Graciofulvin, isn't it?
Hell no. So it's topical miconazole or clotrimazole?
Topical miconazole?
Or clotrimazole. Yeah, you just use topical antifungals for a ringworm.
Okay, just topical.
Yeah. Oral Graciofulvin is tinea capitis. So tinea corporis, topical basals, oral Graciofulvin for tinea capitis, and then for tinea pedis?
Pedis is it's topical.
Good, topical. Good. So you can use topical azoles or topical terbinafine. Now, just to be clear, the USMLE is not going to give you, like, choice A, topical terbinafine, choice C, topical azoles. They don't do that, as you know. They're just going to give you, like, one antifungal as the answer. I'm just telling you that's, you know.
Just so I know.
Right. I'm not just going to say, hey, give an antifungal period for all of them. But, I mean, that's what you do. How do you treat candidal esophagitis?
You would give, is it oral? Oral azoles?
Good. Oral fluconazole. How do you treat oropharyngeal candidiasis?
Pharyngeal.
Oropharyngeal. It's a nice statin mouthwash. You can give azoles to those who are not responsive, but it's a oral. Just the mouthwash. Okay. You need to know that the biggest risk factor for candida is insulin resistance, not obesity. Okay? Doesn't matter the age. And they'll try to trick you by giving you a massive BMI.
So
for example, let's say you get a kid who's like...
I think I put obesity, so it's not obesity, right? No. It's diabetes, you said. Sorry.
Absolutely not obesity. It's insulin resistance. It's diabetes.
Okay.
And I should say that because... I don't want to conflate two things here. My first statement is diabetes mellitus, period, whether it's type 1 or 2, is the biggest risk factor for candida.
Okay.
But then I say insulin resistance, which is clearly type 2, because they'll try to trick you on the USMLE with obesity versus insulin resistance.
Okay.
Okay, so type 1's can obviously a candida, but I'm just saying on your exam, they're going to give you, like, it could be a 15-year-old or a 35-year-old, but they're going to say, like, massive obesity, BMI is, like, 60, and has a large red moist plaque and a skin fold, like, under the breast. KOH prep shows, like, branching, pseudohyphae or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then the answer will be insulin resistance is the biggest risk factor, not obesity.
Okay.
I've had chats with students about this, and they get it on their exam. They're like, oh, that what you told me about, like, the candida, that showed up.
Okay.
So it's going to show up in your exam.